And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 14th of November, 2024. November 14th is National Pickle Day. National Pickle Day recognizes the tart, sometimes sweet, and even spicy pickle. Each year on November 14th, pickle lovers pop open pecks of their preferred preserved pickle. It may be dill, gherkin, brined, kosher, Polish, Hungarian, lime, bread and butter, Swedish, or Danish. No matter your choice, enjoy them all day long. In the United States, the word pickle typically refers to a pickled cucumber. However, just about any fruit or vegetable can be pickled. They are packed into jars with seasonings that will give the pickles their flavor. They can be spicy, tart, or sweet. However, the tartness and sweetness come from the brine. A basic brine includes vinegar and water. Various amounts of sugar adjust the level of sweetness in the brine. Pickles contain important nutrients such as vitamin K, fiber, and disease-fighting antioxidants that can target free radicals that might cause damage to your cells. If your pickle of choice is the classic pickled cucumber, you can expect to enjoy a good punch of beta carotene, an antioxidant that your body converts into vitamin A. This powerful nutrient can strengthen your immune system and help prevent the kind of cell damage that can lead to chronic illnesses like heart disease and even cancer. The popularity of the pickle dates back thousands of years to 2030 BC. At that time, traders imported cucumbers from India to the Tigris Valley, and here the people first preserved and ate the cucumbers as pickles. Cleopatra attributed her good looks to her diet of pickles, and even Julius Caesar craved the benefits of pickles. He believed pickles lent physical and spiritual strength and gave them to his troops. So enjoy delicious pickles today. Today is the birthday of Travis Barker, born on this day in 1975. Travis Barker is best known as being the drummer of U.S. rock band Blink 182. He has a huge social media presence with 9 million followers on Instagram and has publicly spoken about a wide range of issues, including animal rights. After surviving a plane crash in 2008, he decided to go completely vegan. Since then, he has promoted vegan products and businesses and launched a vegan wellness brand. He and daughter Alabama have also fronted a campaign for PETA. In an interview, Travis said, "Honestly, ever since I found this way of eating, I have had endless amounts of energy. I can go all day, and after it all, I never find myself getting tired. I love animals and don't believe in killing them in order to eat." Barker is known for his leather outfits, including jackets and Doc Marten boots, but he has stated that these are animal-free. "I'm always on the hunt for vegan leather. I love vegan leather. I don't ever want to confuse anyone. When you see me wearing leather, I promise you it's vegan every time. I'm very, very adamant about it, like actually strict about it." Travis Barker, who said, "A vegan diet has always been rooted in punk rock, hardcore music since I was a kid and has always been cool." And here's a poem for today by Robert Frost, my November guest. "My sorrow, when she's here with me, thinks these dark days of autumn rain are beautiful as days can be. She loves the bare, the withered tree. She walks the sodden pasture lane. Her pleasure will not let me stay. She talks, and I am fain to list. She's glad the birds are gone away. She's glad her simple worsted gray is silver now with clinging mist. The desolate, deserted trees, the faded earth, the heavy sky, the beauties she so truly sees, she thinks I have no eye for these and vexes me for reason why. Not yesterday I learned to know the love of bare November days, before the coming of the snow. But it were vain to tell her so, and they are better for her praise." My November guest, by Robert Frost. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to see the beauty in every aspect of life.